I really want to talk about Trump and Kelly because, like, I have to be honest, like, I felt so fucking left out, and it really hurt my feelings. Dude. I was just mad, bro. Like, I'll be fucking straight up, bro. I was pissed because that felt like
it was like the culmination. Yeah, it was of, just like so wow, like work.
Nobody really wanted to help us get here.
Yeah, fuck it.
Welcome back to the Us Podcast.
Hey, podcast about us.
It's all of us, brothers and sisters and non-binary folk.
And welcome to the Actor Studio with, who's the guy that does it?
With Rick Dalton.
Hey!
No, well, what's his name? Oh, wait. His name's like that. James? That's his name.
Rick Dalton?
No, who's the fucking guy? Inside the Actor's Studio with,
who knows?
The name escapes me.
It's so hard not to look at these cameras. Okay, so.
I'm trying not to. So, yeah. If you can, okay, I'm going to break, like, what we're trying to do for a second.
Let's set up what we're trying to do. So.
Welcome to Level 2, by the way.
Welcome to Us Podcast Level 2. This is going to be kind of a weird episode. I have no idea how it's going to go. But me and Chris felt a little kind of. This comes so, like, last minute. Like, it's such a, almost like an emergency episode.
This was going to be kind of like one of our, like, we had planned for this to be a pretty big episode. Like, as far as having a cool guest.
Because it was gonna be a podcast about podcasts. It was going to be a podcast episode about being a Latino podcast. We're going to talk to other Latino podcasts. And for whatever reason, it just, like, guests kept falling through. We couldn't get it to align. And I think that caused a lot of frustration on both our ends. Yeah. That and a lot of other stuff. But
but frustration in an overall otherwise successful season. Like, we got everybody we wanted.
Yeah,
we,
exactly.
We
but
talked to all the people. But these were stretches. But we had ends. We had good ends with all these particular people. And so it was, at least on my end, it was really disappointing. Like, when none of it went through. Especially, like, when I really. I take so much pride in, like, the energy I give now these days. So, like, taking time to write an email, like, now, because, again, you know how I like to write emails now. Now I just don't give a shit anymore. I'll just be like, hello, what's up? I'm just gonna
show up. What up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? I'm gonna be there. See you there. So, for me to, like, sit down and be like, okay, be respectful, be decent, be,
professional.
Be professional. And then to, like, not get a response.
Yeah, that, not
that's,
even
that's
a...
That's a little frustrating.
Not even a, nah, this isn't our... Right. This isn't our thing.
Not just even like, a courtesy. Because, like, we took so much time to write these. Like, me and Angel even had, like, a Skype call where we were like, dude, this fucking... Well, okay, so I'm kind of talking about a specific instance. I guess we can just jump into this now because...
Wait, well, okay, so we're still setting it up. So the other day, Chris just kind of, like... let me know that he was feeling a little unmotivated about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling certain types of ways as well about this whole podcast. And I think that called for, like I keep saying, kind of an emergency episode where we just like wanted to sit down and throw it back to season one, where me and Chris would sit down and talk about our feelings. Cause we had some shit to say. I think season one, we helped each other work through a couple of things, and they almost felt like necessary moments where it's just like, honestly, bro, I need to talk about this one thing because it's like weighing hard on my mind. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a thing that kind of is weighing on our minds too, maybe. Like, would you say you perform when we do the podcast?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, right now, like, I feel a big difference because I remember when we used to do these podcasts, for one, I was sadder, so my tone and my energy was a lot slower than it is now. You know, hey, everybody, welcome to Level 2, blah, 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 blah.
What's up, fuckers?
What's up? I'm gonna fuck your mom, you know. I forgot I said that in the intro to Fun One, which is so funny. Yeah, of course I perform it. But right now, I'm liking just like the low energy, whatever, you know, like, yeah, we have cameras, but we're not trying to, like, host an interview, you know?
Because I don't know about you, it can get pretty tiring.
Honestly.
Like, I feel pretty drained after a podcast episode. And, I mean, we don't really
have
do
to be
much.
Like, because you have to be thinking of a funny thing to say, of good jokes. And, like, thankfully, it's helped us because I feel like our wits have gotten sharper. And, like, the bouncing of energy between you and me has gotten so much better. But yeah, it is exhausting. It is more tiring just to do them. Before it wasn't it. It was exhausting to edit them and to promote. Back then, that was our trouble.
Yeah, dude, promoting. It's like, dude, we got to get better on these promos for these episodes. Because it was like, obviously, editing audio is a lot less taxing than editing together videos, yeah. You know?
And then, I've been editing all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is pretty much just like a behind the curtains.
Yeah, it's like a behind the scenes kind of episode
where you can just kind of see me and just kind of workshop like where we are with the show right now, what we're planning. I'll even tell you, I even want to talk about what we had planned, what we didn't get to do. Not guests, but like particular episodes that are just not going to happen.
Yeah, just some plans, getting it, just being kind of like really intimate and very like minimal in this setup, as you can see. There's not going to be a lot of like, hey, what's up, everybody at home? Take a shot for every burp Angel
no,
does.
No, like, cuts to fucking Sylvester Stallone.
Which are amazing, by the way. Like, I want to fucking highlight Chris's editing. Chris's fucking fantastic edits for these episodes,
Thank you.
They make me laugh so much.
I try to keep them entertaining as possible.
Yeah, very, very
funny.
Whenever
I can find the space and the time.
And, like, we, which is, so there goes a good thing about this new format. It's like new ways to be funny, which is great, and like new ways to express our comedy sensibilities, because all those jokes are very much you jokes, you know, like very Chris Carmona jokes in these cuts. But then that's a lot more work to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes episodes don't come out on time. Sometimes they get rushed.
They've been very lagging because before, if you're a new fan, like it's probably gonna sound ancient, but our first season, our whole thing was, hey, it's Monday. You know what that means. But now it's just like, it's the new week, which isn't bad. That's what I'm saying. We've been consistent.
Yeah.
That's why I don't feel guilty about the late postings.
Yeah. And it's like, it's also because we do the podcast. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I know you. Look at Oscar in the background. Wilfred, shut the fuck up. You can speak for how you feel, but like, I feel so busy this year.
Oh, dude. This has been our busiest year.
And it's like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's overwhelming me, but it's definitely taking its toll. Like, I'm keeping it together for now, but
well, we have five more to go, bro.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the home stretch. Yeah. But man, it's just like, I think like there's so much we're thinking about. So me and Chris are also in the middle of planning this big event for December 14th, which you will hear about very soon.
Yeah.
And even then, me and Chris aren't the one that's most involved in organizing
it. So I'll just recap for our listeners. We were going to do a big... I'll tell you what the idea was, because we're not going to do it.
Fucking... Oh, our stupid ass.
We're going to do this one day. I swear to you, we're doing this one day. It's just not going to be this year. But I told Angel, I was like, bro, I was like, I know what our last episode is going to be. He's like, what? I was like, fucking 24-hour live stream podcast.
He's like, I don't know what we're going to fill those 24 hours with, but we're doing it. And I was like, that sounds dope.
That sounds dope. Because I'm thinking, like, dude, we can do drugs on the fucking podcast. Like, we could do shrooms and shit. Like, fucking.
Because I was like, dude, 24-hour party?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck yeah.
That was our whole plan. And then, thankfully, Sarah got wind of this. And after we had done our episode, and she actually stopped. Shout out to Sarah, by the way. She's fucking amazing for holding this whole event down together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, after the Border X episode, she met up with us, and she's just like, "Hey, let's do something cool." And this crazy idea of a 24-hour podcast got now whittled down to
it got focused.
It focused, yeah, and molded to now an event for a cause.
A fundraiser event for a nonprofit charity. We're going to keep it vague. Nonprofit charity at a dope-ass location with some dope-ass bands.
In our hometown.
In our hometown of Bell.
Our hometown, bro. That's crazy.
Dope-ass DJs, dope-ass vendors, food vendors, all kinds of vendors. And it's going to be...
And bands, dude. Bands that we like would never imagine.
It's going to be a combination of so many incredible people in one night. And it's kind of scary because it's like a month away. And I'm just... It doesn't seem real, but things are happening.
You know what else didn't seem real? The Introverted Funk video.
You're right.
That we did. And we just saw
it. We just saw it. And you will, awesome. See, you will see.
Stop
it.
Addressing the camera, fool.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. It's us.
You will see it again Hell when yeah. we see it yeah. in the full. Shout out, Jose.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, Jose. Jose really came
Fucking
through.
King. King of the edits. But yeah, so all of this is going on. And I'm going to school. And I'm doing internships. And I got my school job. And I'm trying to fucking be a writer as well. And it's like all this shit. It's all great. And it's all fun. And they're all good problems. And I feel stupid when I complain about it just because, you know, everyone tells you, like, be grateful for, like, what you have, et cetera. And so it's like anytime I start feeling bad about all the good shit that's happening in my life, it makes me not validate my problems or issues. And I'm just like, I'm telling myself, get over it, you know?
Elaborate.
Because it's like... Who wouldn't want to be in the position I am at my job? Who wouldn't want to be like
at your age?
Yeah, at my age, who wouldn't want to be about to graduate with a degree? Who wouldn't want a job with free housing that I barely really do, like outside of the required things?
Yeah, dude.
You know, there's all these good things in my life, and yet dude. Life is so hard. I think about how hard. Daily life.
You know how you say that celebrities or whatever have a responsibility to know their influence or their effect on people? I feel like I've had to learn that. Of course, it's on brand that I compare myself to celebrity. But I do feel that when I think about, like, I'll have moments where I just feel shitty and I'm like, dude, like, fuck. Like nobody fucks with me. I suck or whatever. Like, and then I look at my life and I'm like, dude, like, how many people, though, like, would kill to be like where I'm at. Like, I should be fucking grateful. Cause like me 2 years ago would kill to be where I'm at. Movie out, album on the way, TV show out, or not TV show, like digital series out with me too.
That's true.
Fucking, it's just like, man, like I've gotten to do so much. This two seasons of a podcast, like yeah. full seasons, dope ass thumbnails, a food show, bro. Like, I forgot we even did this fucking
food
show.
Yeah, we have this
together.
Food show that no one's seen yet.
It's coming out. It's gonna happen. Like, I just have to edit it. That's it. Literally.
We all know how much Chris loves editing.
Yeah, no, but I live a great life. And yeah, I like that you've found that out in your way too. And honestly, I have to say, from the last time we've gotten to just sit down and talk like this, you've grown a lot. Like, I like that I don't even have to come at you with my beliefs anymore. I like that we met at the right time. Where I was getting those beliefs, like, beaten into me just because I was rebuilding myself. So then I would, like, beat it onto others just because that felt like a cool way to reinforce it in my own head. And I like that it stayed with a lot of you. Like our whole thing that where we end every episode with. Because even when we lose, we win. Mm-hmm. That's been really cool because,
man,
like...
That's been a hard mentality to
It's been a hard to mentality accept. To keep up. But you know what? In little ways or more than one, like, it does. Like, the other day, you know, when you guys fed me, like, that... I didn't expect to get fed. I was starving. And you guys just... But you guys just felt that I was just like, I'm starving.
It's like, here, dude.
I was trying not to show. And you know, you guys fed me.
People pulled through.
Yeah.
And if we're comparing, like, season one us, like, I think you've definitely chilled out a lot more.
Yeah.
As you can tell with the glasses on Chris's face, Chris is much older, much wiser than he used to be. He doesn't say guys
I'm
anymore.
My thumbnail shot.
There you go. And this is my thumbnail shot.
That's it. I love our show, dude. We're so fucking funny because that is gonna be a thumbnail. Like, I'll see like, to it.
We all know what's gonna be the thumbnail.
And I think that's what's crazy about our show. It's like whatever we say we're gonna do, like we get it done.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, not all the time. As much as we show like the highlight reels of our life, there's a lot of fucking ideas that. Just don't pan out for whatever reason. I like to attribute it to, and this is, I think this now after doing the podcast for so long, it's just like people keep sleeping on us.
Oh yeah,
you know. But that kind of,
I'm not mad about it
kind
anymore,
of
though.
That kind of confident mentality is hard to get because it does hurt sometimes when you don't get recognition from the people you thought would recognize you, or these episodes with people that you were excited to do sometimes don't work out.
I'll put it this way, so that we can get to this quickly. Tropicália just happened, right? Mm-hmm. And this entire, like, we haven't really been saying this on camera, but behind the cameras, me and Angel, we were planning, obviously, to make that be our sequel to our Young Love series that mm-hmm. we did. Omar, Temperex, Bane's World, Michael Sayer, Aolani.
Everyone Boyle, pulled up.
Like, I don't know if Boyle didn't play
Tropicália. Right? Katsuo also.
Yeah, like, to, we thought, how perfect that same lineup at a level 2 size yeah. festival, you know, like seeing them again, seeing where Omar's at now he's a fucking superstar.
Now he's a fucking Seth playboy, Meyer. Dude. Now he's a fucking
fuck you, Omar. Now he's a fucking, dude, fuck
now he's a fucking coolest the, where guy. The, dude.
Why did this happen?
I was thinking about our interview the other day and how much of a nerd like he is. This is no shade to Omar Apollo. I love this dude. I call him a nerd in the best way possible. And now he's this fucking, like, heartthrob, fucking super sexy guy. Like, where'd this... like, where'd this come out from? I guess he was... I mean, I guess now his onstage persona has fused with his outside.
He could still be a nerd. But, yeah, anyway, we were trying to do that. And, you know, what better perfect... companion pieces, right? Young Love and the Tropicália Part 1, Part 2. We kept pitching it to people like it's gonna be if the Young Love series was our fucking Infinity War. This is our end.
That game. Was our end game.
We were trying to get like Me Too on board to help us out, and then
it just didn't happen,
and we missed it. And thankfully, I was off social media that week, but. You weren't. And
I was on social
and I could
media. Tell,
and I could feel... I want to talk about... Honestly, I really want to talk about Tropicália because, like, I have to be honest, like, I felt so fucking left out and it really hurt my feelings.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly. I felt super left out. I was mad that Justin went. I'm not going to lie, Justin. I was mad seeing Wonks there. I was mad that Abel went. Dude. I was just mad, bro. Like, I'll be fucking straight up, bro. I was pissed because that felt like...
It was like the culmination. Yeah, it was of just like so wow, like work.
Nobody really wanted to help us get here. Like everybody went and nobody even thought like, come on, like Chris and Angel are a part of this. It just felt it really hurt, and I had to get over that this weekend because I was like, you know what, if it didn't happen, whatever, you know. And that I think that's I found the root of why I kind of I'm anti adult. I'm anti like. You know how, like, I talked about, and maybe I don't even know, I don't know if I talked about it on the show or if I talked about it just in general, but, like, it might have been on the show, but where I talked about how I unfollowed certain people because I'm like, oh yeah. If you don't, was that on the show?
I think so. He's like, I don't want, like, if you don't give me the respect or whatever, yeah, okay, like, I don't want to give on the show.
So I've lightened up from that, but I remember, because then I think, why do I get this intense about it? And I'm like, the Tropicália thing reminded me, like, oh, this is why, because... Every time I try to be a part of something, whether it's like my old high school friends, whether it's like just different friend groups, like even when it was just Tony, me, and Jose, like I felt like I had to force myself in that because I'm such like the odd man out. I'm like my own thing. Like, you know, they're a particular vibe of people and I'm a different, but I'm like, oh, I want to be a part of this. And like, okay. And then I feel like I'm just like looming over it, and it never feels like I ever get accepted. So that's why I guess I'm very elitist when it comes to things of, like whether it's being comes down to like being my friend or like being a part of our show, being in our show, being in our like little circle, because it's like you didn't let me in. So I feel like, well, now that I have something that you want, I'm going to be just as selective with you, you know? And it sucks. It makes me sad, but I'm learning to like basically be less dramatic about it.
That's all we can do. Yeah. Cause it does suck. Feeling left out, like I get like that at Coachella too. I'm just like, man, Coachella looks cool, even though like in my head I'm like, I probably have a miserable time. But just the fact that like you're seeing like all these people like enjoy this moment, and you're not, you're just like, oh, whatever. But I think you told me this, like there's always next year, like that festival is not going away. Mm-hmm. All our friends, they're not going away. Yeah. You know, like that shit.
Absolutely.
How many awesome concert experiences collectively have we had, you know? Because we don't go to one music festival. It's not going to change the world. No. But that's hard to put into your brain when it's happening.
Like I said, thankfully for me, I was off that week. So I was just seeing, like, when I signed back in this week, I was just kind of seeing, like, the aftermath. But even then, it was just, like, because it was, like... fuck, you have no, like, the captions, like, if I wasn't already hurtful that I didn't go, the captions were no better. Like, one said, fuck, you don't know how much I needed this Tropicalia event. Like, fuck, when I say this shit was amazing, I'm like, great, I got it. I fucking get it. I didn't go. Fuck you. Watch me rub it in your face when we're fucking headlining fucking Tropicalia. Not headlining. We'll be there. We'll be on the
Me and Chris somehow will be playing in a band at Tropicalia.
Fool, we will be the Us podcast. They had Foos Gone Wild there.
But he was rapping.
Well, we can just be doing a live podcast there.
The song, the downer, the
they even had Locatora Radio this year, too. I'm pretty sure they did, like, some panel. They were just there.
Yeah, they were just there. They were just shout kicking out. It. But, yeah, man. Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, like, just side eye.
Yeah, I don't know. Where was the conversation?
Hold for that plane.
Where's the conversation going? We talked being about Tropicalia being left out.
We have to accept it.
Seeing the aftermath of it.
Seeing the aftermath.
I had something. It's.
I was talking about the captions. Part. I was like, the captions were really hurting.
Yeah, yeah. Right before that captions thing, I was gonna say something about the aftermath. I don't know. Let's see. Hold on. Let me think.
We're still talking about Tropicalia. You can find anything in there.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
No. We're good.
What the
this
fuck?
This would be cool to put in the episode.
What the
this
fuck?
Just for them to see how we can get back on track.
It was there. You said Tropicalia and aftermath.
I'll keep going.
Oh, okay. No, you talked about being off of social media, and I was on social media.
Well, we're back. Okay, yeah. Yes, go.
And I was on social media, and I was watching all these videos going about. But that's what I was gonna say. I had a funny thing I wanted to say. I was like, I was more
what a build up.
Yeah, I was more upset.
Right. Could tell. Oh, sorry.
No, I was more upset at the fact that I didn't get to see Drake at Camp Vlogna than anything else, and people were so ungrateful, those pieces of shit. You should have fucking thanked Drake for coming out and blessing everybody at that concert with a live performance.
I'll quote Tyler the Creator, Beaner did feel no ways,
dude. One of my favorite songs that Drake has ever made.
And Tyler's like, he doesn't do album cuts. What the hell are you guys doing?
And people are like, Frank Ocean.
What a weird
Wilfred, get the fuck on my face.
Wilfie, get out. Please.
So yeah, I wanted to say that Drake comment. Love you, Drake. If you're seeing this, we ever meet,
love from us, bro. We respect you.
Drake signed by WME, so maybe I'll see him one day. Love you, Drake.
Peace, baby.
So yeah, this is like a get shit off our chest. Okay, so
So the Tropicalia one was something that was supposed to happen. So the next episode that we were planning on doing that hadn't happened was the podcast one. I mean, it's kind of what we're doing now, but...
Yeah, this is what that turned into.
Yeah.
But, like, we were going to do one with Ugly Primo as well.
That's the one. Yeah, we were trying to do one with Ugly Primo, and we sent an email, and Foo, you didn't respond. Why? This will be funny to show you when we are friends with them.
You like Chris's tweet? What the fuck, man? Pull that tweet out.
Receipts, bro. Come on, dog. You're aware of it.
Come on,
like,
man.
Why couldn't you just give me a no?
Yeah, but I think it's...
I appreciate it, though, you know? We've asked people to, like, even reaching out for our event, like, artists, and then people just don't get back to me.
Yeah. It's
a little hurtful.
Like, it's cool just be like, sorry, dog, it doesn't fit in my schedule, yeah. Or, like...
Nah. We're understanding.
Yeah.
I don't get what people are like... Like, okay, I'll shout her out. Gucci Mara, an artist that we're aware of. She wrote back... Oh, because I asked her, and she wrote back, like... today she's like, oh sorry, like it was late, but I was like that's okay, no worries. I said, we'll get you for something else, but I was like,
yeah,
thanks for writing back,
a fucking response.
Like,
please.
When people write that, like, I felt genuine. I was like, yeah, thanks for writing back, like, nobody wrote back. Yeah. That was really nice of you.
Like, the homie Arenas fucking wrote back to you.
Dude, I'm gonna show those DMs right now, because that's awesome. I love that I made that happen.
Yeah, and it's like, if he can fucking reply, motherfucker. Yeah,
if motherfucking Arenas Marijuanas himself can reply, what's your excuse for this?
What the fuck is yours? Just say yes or no.
No anger, but, like, seriously, come on. Like, let's get real. Yeah.
And so, there have been a lot of, like, missed podcast opportunities, but they always turn into you know, something like this. Like, this wouldn't have existed. This episode wouldn't exist if we hadn't had all those setbacks. Or
and you know what? Turns. I have to say, like, I'm really proud of what this season has become. But I think it kind of was... This episode, I think, I would rather have this episode in our lineup than any Tropicali or any cool, flashy special guest interview, because at the end of the day, like, it's the Us podcast. It's about all of us, but, like, it's also about us, too.
And I think that's a major part that maybe has been missing from this season. Like, you have a lot of us in it. We talk a lot. You have a lot of our words and our jokes and shit. Like, they've been some of the best episodes we've ever made.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, something's been missing. And I don't really know if we can... If we can even capture that. We talked about this a little bit
in the first episode.
Yeah, and how the podcast setup has changed and how we've changed. Have you ever felt like you had to force it, and it can be whatever you want it to be, but during the season, like, has it ever felt forced?
Sometimes I felt like I've had to force it. If I had to be honest, like, I'll call it episodes. Like, at first I was not feeling the Rambo one, and I told you about that. Mm-hmm. Cause that just
Chris thought it was gonna be like a throwaway.
Also, another thing that's different too is just we're stoners now. Like, if we were like, if we liked weed last year, we're fucking balls to the wall stoners now. Like, I'm high at this moment. Oh, I hope that's a gift someday. Like, I'm high at this moment.
At this moment.
No, like, but oh, so no. So we I've pretty much been getting high every episode, and that one I felt really mad at myself for doing it because I was like, dude, like it had been like a week since we'd seen the movie. It was kind of just bad timing because we were supposed to shoot it the next day, and it was delayed a week, and
it wasn't as fresh in our memories.
And it honestly maybe would have been a better episode, but like, I mean, I think that episode's good, and I like it. It ended up being really funny, and I just had to add a lot of visuals to it to make it funny. But it's like, it's that it felt like a video essay. It just felt more like.
We said some dope shit.
Yeah, I don't think we have any bad episodes, but in that one, that one felt like it was gonna be more work, and I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. I don't think podcasts should be that draining.
Yeah, I told you I kind of expressed that at first when we were just talking about the video format in general. I was like, damn, things are gonna be a lot harder, and I think they have been. Harder.
Well, granted, yeah.
Yeah, like, granted, they've been harder. And a part of me definitely misses the fact that we can just go to your room and record them 2 hours, and then ba-boom, done.
Yeah, but I've really come to, like, even though it's, like, a lot of work, like, and I'm, like, starving myself, like, just, like, mentally and physically, just, like, doing them. I'm, like, the end result, it's, like, I feel like this weird, like, starving artist where, like, I finally understand what that term means. Like, I look at it and I said, like, you know, even though I have to go through so much to, like, get these to happen in, like, a span of 2 days because I just fucking lag it, I'm like, these are amazing. Like, the thumbnails are sick. I'm proud of our intro. I'm just proud of our creativity as a podcast in general.
And Chris will call me and be like, I got an idea. What if the episode comes out Thursday?
I have not pulled that one yet.
You did it once when you were like, what if it comes out like closer to like Halloween? Like maybe like Wednesday, Thursday or
just
something.
Just give me some time.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh dude, it's cool because this week we have a break. Oh my god, thank god. Okay, great. Okay. Like, good. That works out so good. I think that's what we should do. We should take a break this week. It's like so smart. What a great move.
I don't know whether to blame that on just like being rationally tired, or it's me being it's stoner responsible adult wrestling, because like some days I just want to just fucking like vibe.
It's like, get your shit done.
I know. And the response is like, this would be easy if you just took 2 days out of your fucking weekday to do these.
And you're just like, fuck, am I?
But I'm like, but I'm high. So
I think it's kind of like how some of us put off essays to the last minute because that's the only way we know how to work. Like, we can't. True. Some people like to work a page and a half today, maybe 2 pages tomorrow. Some people are all like, this shit's got to get turned in 3 hours. Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog gif. And I love that gif. And that's the only way I know how to work. And so, like, maybe same. That's the same for you. Yeah. You're like, it's fucking Monday.
Right, this doesn't really need much editing. Oh, fuck, we need to pull up that video. PB, can you give me that video, please?
Like, oh, okay, oh, go to YouTube, get this video.
Like, no, it's a whole WAV file, not an NOV. It's gonna take 3 hours.
You're like, hey, would it be cool if we upload like at 7 p.m.? Like, is that cool? Like,
is it cool if we upload at 11?
That'd be sick. Like, the episode will be up later tonight. It's like 11 p.m.
Like 12:33. Hey, like, everyone, it's up. Better watch it. I'll be fucking mad.
Yeah. It's like, I fucking took a lot of time to do this shit. Come on.
And watch it right away, because otherwise I'm going to fucking hate you.
Like and subscribe.
That's our culture.
And yeah, it's like, that comes with its pros and cons. Again, like, episodes are really funny, and you get, like, the video component makes so many good jokes even funnier. I don't know. And then you get to see us having a good time. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like it, but again, challenging, tiring.
What's been your most favorite episode so far?
The one I've had the most fun? I had a lot of fun in Instant Crush. Like,
that was a good one. I forget we have that.
Yeah, I just remember just being like, oh, this is fun. Like, everyone's having a good time. Like, I just remember thinking, everyone's having a good time right now. This is great.
That's like that is for sure like the TV movie of our season. It's just got, there's a lot of just beautiful moments. It's the longest episode. It's got a like nice little sentimental ending. Yeah.
A lot of knowledge dropped.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of funny moments. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's been cool. But
I think, yeah.
Yeah, man. This, like, I talk about how much this podcast, like, is so much fun to make, but it can get fucking... It definitely feels like a job, because it's like...
Okay, so I want to ask you, because my responsibilities on the show are editing, mostly promotion, and... I mean, you and I, we kind of run the socials together.
You're kind of a social guy.
But you help me out when I'm when I'm slacking. Okay. Like you pick a breath. So I it feels like an equal. Like, I do a lot of it just cause like I'm on it anyway. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm ever like slacking, you like you fill in for me there, which is, it's like a weird cool energy thing. So those are my responsibilities. Like, what would you say your responsibility? Because I'm honestly curious. Like, I wonder what makes you exhausted.
Okay, if I'm being super honest, the drive. Like, I live in Northridge, as everyone knows, and last year it was easy to do episodes in Northridge because it was just audio. So sometimes Chris would come to me, sometimes I would go to Chris. Like, it was like a pretty good trade back where sometimes, like, the burden wasn't that much on me. But since we're doing video episodes, we can't really ask Oscar to go to Northridge, and so they're all here. And so, like, most episodes, I'm coming straight from either school or I'm most of the time coming straight from work. And so I'm always kind of entering these episodes already having experienced a whole day and already being exhausted and having to kind of like shake all that off, get into podcast mode and perform at that, like, basically like perform. Like, it gets pretty exhausting.
Yeah. Then get high and then drive.
Yeah.
Back.
And then get high, cause I want to enjoy the time I have with my friends, cause I live in fucking Northridge. Yeah. And then drive back to Northridge.
Fuck, dude. I never considered the drive.
Yeah.
I never considered the drive.
And, like, it's not that big of a deal, you know? It's just driving. But it's the time that it takes, really. It's not... I don't complain because it's like, fuck, I gotta fucking drive. I hate driving. I actually like driving. Lyft is one of the some of the easiest money I've ever made.
Yeah, shout out. Both of us were both employees.
Yeah, because I just drive. I get money. Cool. I go to different places, meet cool people sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Even better. And so the drive is a big one. We kind of handle scheduling guests kind of equally well, you know? And so just like getting guests and figuring out just kind of like being the organizer of everything, just being like, okay, like, are we on track? What have we done? What do we need to do? And who's the best person to get this done, basically. It's like, okay, this person, Chris, is closer to this person. So, Chris, you handle reaching this person out. I'll reach out to this person.
And I have to say, okay, because Angel deserves a lot of credit, too, because otherwise no one will ever know he did this. We, like, pretty much handpicked our guests before we even shot anything, and that was to your detriment. Yeah,
we had our calendar of, used to be Chris wanted to do 25 episodes. Because he was like, level 2? Step it up.
25. Full season Netflix show.
And then I remember before we started, I was like, Chris, I'm going to be real with you. I don't think I can handle 25. And he's like, okay, let's step it down.
15.
And yeah, and then once we saw the 15 episodes, because we were like, okay, if we have 15, how many do we want to have guest episodes? It's like, okay, let's do half guest episodes. What do we fill the other half? Okay, some topics we want to talk about. So they were vague. It's like, for sure, like a marijuana episode. Yeah. For sure.
Fuck that weed.
Yeah. For sure, like a Latinos in Hollywood episode.
The Hollywoods?
Yeah, and then that turned into Hollywoods. It's like, maybe like an Is It Racist episode turned into Rambo. And so it was like, maybe we can talk to like all these people. And so we had our list of 15 episodes, like our tentative calendar for the year. Yeah. Tropicalia double episode, Halloween episode with Boyo. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all this shit was on there. And so we had that lined up. And so it was like, okay, now that we have what we need to do, let's get it done.
Yeah. Whereas last year, it was just like,
very on the fly.
Do you know someone named Young Gatita? I'm like, Like, she's cool. We should have her on.
It's like, all right, bring her on.
That's a level up for you.
There you go. And now she's fucking.
Check beep your steps beep now.
Oh. Beep.
Love you, YG.
My fucking favorite thing ever.
Shout out.
Don't. Is where I want to be. That song is forever a Young Gatita song for me.
Sorry, Talking Heads. Sorry.
Cancelled! So, yeah. What were we talking about? Yeah, our roles. So, doing the podcast has definitely been a struggle this season. But, again, we've made some of the best episodes. Mm-hmm. I think I feel like every episode we make, I just say, this is the best one. Like, they just keep getting better and better. And I'm like, man, we're so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, like, not only are we just good, we just gotten better as, like, hosts together. I feel like, especially now that I'm actually researching guests and, like, or at least doing a little bit of just...
As you can tell by the glasses.
Yeah, now that I look into my work a little more seriously, and now that I actually look into who the guests are, or at least prepping questions, interesting questions, and thinking of them ahead of time, writing them down, reading them, like, in the Introverted Funk, I got my fucking book right there, because I'm like, I don't want to fuck this up. It's good because we level up just as also like again, remember before I just said, I remember before last year I used to just say, this isn't a real podcast, Angel, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. It's like, just like, we don't have to do things like,
yeah,
they
exactly
work.
Yeah, we don't have to fucking promote, we don't have to design our fucking Instagram, which we did. Like, we don't have to do this shit, we're not a podcast. And like, now I think it's cool that like we take it seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. Yep. Which I love.
Yeah,
because it's still us.
It's still,
but
it's
we
still
take the production
us you
seriously.
Love.
Yeah, we take the production seriously. We take the time and effort it takes to make these seriously, and that's why I have to. I'm glad we're talking about this because I have to say, I'm also mad at the numbers.
Boom.
Yeah.
What are you mad
looking
at
y'all? Well, I'm not mad, but I again, because I forget. Again, history repeats itself. I forget that this was what the first season was like too, and then it wasn't until we dropped Young Love that people the Homars,
oh, yeah,
you know, came into our fucking our pond and were like, hey, look, they have more episodes, check it out. And that's how we got known. And so I'm like, you know what, okay, like, I'm not saying we have to wait for the big one to, like, you know, come, but like with anything else, it's not always gonna hit the first weekend. It's not always gonna hit box office weekend, you know, like, it's just one of those things that, again, like I've accepted with every piece of my work, is just something that's gonna get its appreciation.
It's like, it's like getting locked and loaded, being like, one day someone's gonna, they're gonna be here
and
forever.
You know what? I make myself more, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say, I make myself come more and more at peace with the fact that, like, I'm just contributing more to, like, the content people can feed off of once they finally find out about us. Like, let's say if people find out about us midway our third season, like, more people, you know, like, hella people, they're like, whoa, they have, like, two seasons before this that I get to enjoy, and I really love these guys, and it feels good that we built up that much work to that point, you know?
Yeah, like, so I just discovered a great podcast called Script Notes.
Shout them out.
And they have fucking episodes dating back to 2011.
Wow.
So it's just like, I have so much I can listen to now. Granted, they fucking popped pretty soon when they started, because they were already established screenwriters, and there was no real podcast with, like, actually people writing shit that's getting made, done.
Yeah.
But it's very similar to our podcast, where you see these creators grow as the season goes along.
And I forget, yeah, like, that the whole charm of, and why I like the podcast was because it's always been small. Like, I'm like, why don't we have bigger numbers? You know, like, why do more videos have more numbers than one? It's like, but that's kind of, that's always been our thing. Like, it's never been that, we've never said, like, oh, we got, like, so many fucking followers or listeners. It was just, like, we have a group of we have, like, a dedicated fan base. And, like, the fact that just two guys from Bell were able to even just rile up those people and, like, get us all united. Like, that's cool. Like,
because I think we make episodes for ourselves, like, more than anything. Like, we don't really do episodes like, ooh, who's popular right now that we can talk to? It's just, like, who's, like, you said,
that's kind of what it was, because, like, that's kind of where we were steering towards, and that's why I'm glad, like, that, like, the Ugly Primo, Tropical, that stuff didn't happen, because that was, like, what do people like, what are people into right now, you know?
I like how you mentioned in the Introverted Funk episode how you were just like, if I have a platform to put my friends on, I'm gonna do that, and, like, that was a lot of season one, and we still had that in this season. We had Chris Sol on, you know, like, we're still, like, giving
our most
homies...
viewed episode of the season.
Good job, Chris.
Good on you, Chris Sol. Uncle Chris.
It was that arm wrestling thing, man. People love it.
It's the coolest shit ever, dude. I think that's my favorite episode.
A buff woman dominates scrawny
dude, just
nerd.
Put that in Pornhub, like, with that title.
And then, like,
buff
the
woman
dominates
meek nerd. Beta male.
Beta male Latino nerd.
Beta male Latino androgynous.
Yeah, put the shit on Pornhub.
Love you, Chris. Yeah, no. That was, yeah. That was
so
fun.
Talking about season three, does season three excite you?
Absolutely. I just don't know what it, like, the possibilities are sky high. It's like, no. And then the possibilities are just like, it could be our most minimal season, you know, depending on, like, if we're in different locations, if we're doing different stuff. Who knows? But I'm excited because, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, I've been thinking, okay, I'll be honest with you. I've been thinking a lot about the longevity of this podcast. I'm like, how long could the Us podcast, like, the OG, not our spinoffs that we're, like, planning, but, like, how long can this go on for? Like, or where should it end? Because when I look at this, like, the way I'm seeing it, I'm like, this to me feels like, like, not that we can't do other podcasts together, but the Us podcast, the story of Angel and Chris coming up from Southeast LA and becoming fucking superstars, like, I feel like that's going to end at some point.
Yeah, because it has to. Like, this, we have to grow up and like, achieve that success eventually. And, like,
because then that feels like we did, like, we finished the narrative of the Us podcast. Like, the Us podcast is finished. So until we get it, like, we're gonna be ussing it up for a minute.
And I guess that means, like, what does making it mean? Like, when does the Us podcast version of us, when does our story end?
That's kind of exciting, because who knows what kind of iterations it'll have? Who knows if it'll get picked up in bigger things? Or
so if it gets to the point where you're too busy, you would, like, you would make a series finale for the Us podcast? Like, you would want to do
probably
that?
Yeah, like, it would be like this is our last season, we're pulling all the strings together. Like, hopefully by then we will have curated and nurtured, I want to say, I'm going to pitch a number, like, that this is a very millionaire thing to do, to just pitch a number. I want 5 podcasts under our umbrella by the time we're out of here. Under the Us podcast umbrella.
Wow.
5 different ones. Female POC, hopefully, like, mostly.
How long does that look like in your head?
Like 3 more years.
You can see yourself doing the podcast for 3 more years?
Like, max, yes. Less I can see also. Like, I can see this podcast ending next season 3.
I could see that.
Wow.
Because it seems like things look like they're coming soon.
That is something that would be cool to talk about. Things do feel like they're coming soon, but there's nothing, like, it's like this feeling almost, because there's really nothing on the horizon.
Right.
But there's just this feeling.
That's what I'm calling a rumbling, because it just feels like it feels like that feeling right before you feel an earthquake and you're just like.
Too many things are lining up. Like, too many things.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. Too many things are like coming at a consistent pace where I feel like. Like one day very soon, things are just gonna, like, it's like a ball is getting pushed up a hill, and then once it just like topples over, like, it's just fucking downhill, and it's just like you can't control it, because I feel like we've been accumulating so much. It's like we've been charging up all these different similes. It's like we're charging up, and it's like we're also rolling a ball up a hill.
It's great. It's on brand.
Yeah, it's like we're charging up, and the day is coming where we just unleash it all. And
because like, I don't, yeah,
when,
sorry,
that, when that day comes, I will sadly like love to series finale the Us podcast, because I you're right, it is a narrative, you know, of these of two young scrappy poor boy brown boys from Southeast LA with hopes and dreams,
and so that way it's short, and it'll stay true to its time capsule thing where it doesn't outstay its welcome, where it's like, okay, like, now they're just talking about, hey, Black Panther 3, what do we think about it, you know? That's always my example.
Check back on the Us Podcast Season 5 on God Loco.
I'm not saying we can't do that together, but I don't want the Us Podcast to be that. I think the Us Podcast is our story. It's our movie. It's like this is the movie. I kept telling Angel, like, one day we're gonna do an Us Podcast movie. But I even feel like, I think every time we do these, like, this is the movie. Mm-hmm. This is it. Like, we're living it.
Because you don't have to recreate this, like, from, because biopics kind of like take info from different places and piece together a story. This is like, you can literally start from episode one and go to wherever the series finale is, and that's the, and here's the story. Like, you can have a narrator fucking bookend the whole thing. Yeah. Like, you're about to listen to the tale of two boys.
And it, like, let's say, okay, so let's say the Us Podcast is a 5-season voyage of these brown kids. Like, maybe it could be like, just so it's fun, I imagine it like, you see, like, first season's early beginning, level two, you know, they're on the come up, level three, hey, they're there, level four is like, okay, they're there, they're juggling what this life is like now. Like, now they're fully, season five is, they're fully entering this,
it's the time, point of no return,
the point of return, it's time to go, it's time to wrap this narrative up.
I never thought of it that way. That's really nice,
because then it's like, we did it, we did the podcast.
I think the way I wouldn't mind that is if the podcast morphed to fit our lives.
Yes.
Whereas I think this season, the we're morphing to fit the podcast format, because we wanted to try level two. We wanted to try to really put kind of that production value behind it and that effort. And yeah, it's been difficult because, again, we've had to move our lives around, like, all like, our lives don't stop for this podcast. We don't make any money from the podcast, you know? We only do it because we love doing it. And so I think going forward, like, because we are in the positions we are, the podcast has to kind of morph with our changing lives. And so that's interesting, because I don't know what that looks like going forward.
Me neither. And that's what keeps this show exciting for me. That's what keeps me driven. That's why I don't mind having to, like, just, you might know how I edit the episodes, bro. It'll be Sunday night, I'm hanging out with Jasmine, and I say go home because I have to edit. And I'll go to, like, my liquor store, I'll fucking get an MD 50/50, I'll smoke the shit out of my fucking stizzy shouts, and I just power through drunk and blazed as hell. I'm just like, this wow. Night's gonna be long.
This is the first I'm hearing about
I'm
this.
I'm hungry, let's just make this happen. And that's why there's a lot of random moments, just because I'm just like, dude, you don't be fucking. If I just fucking
picture me shirtless, just like,
dude, I was gonna mention you're shirtless every time you call for notes. Like, okay, how does this look like?
I'll be like, yo, Angel, I had like trouble with like notes.
Yeah, I want you to look at this and tell me it was funny or not. And then he's like, no way, hold on. And you like flip the camera around and be like, okay, so like this part right here.
Do you think this is too much? Should I erase this?
Yeah, like too much, huh? Yeah, it's too much. Yeah,
I knew it. I just wanted to hear you say it. I always say that. I'm like, I knew it. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Okay. So yeah, I'll do that. Okay, thanks.
That's the inner workings of how the show gets.
Yeah. Made. So there you go. So I'm cool with kind of ending it like around now. So,
me too.
So.
I guess one thing we should talk about just because I do want to squeeze this topic in here, brown podcast. What does that mean? We're a brown podcast, but mm-hmm. we're not los ricos chicos.
I don't know where that came from.
Did I? But I like that los ricos chicos. Fuck off.
That's the first podcast in Chris's empire of podcasts that he wants to build.
Dude, that's going to be the spinoff we do. Like, this Los Ricos
Chicos. Los Ricos Chicos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, after Chris turns Cella to a parking lot.
One day I'm going to turn all of Southeast Los Angeles into a parking lot, and the only thing left will be on Chancellor Street where my childhood home is. And that's going to be a museum to myself.
Yeah.
Where outside there is a statue of older me holding hands with baby me. It's going to be fucking sick.
Calling it right now. You think this is a joke?
Oh.
You'll see in 2030.
We'll see you in court.
Better start packing those bags, Cella.
Start keeping your receipts. We'll see you soon.
Chris is going to turn into the villain everyone always knew he was.
And then the Us podcast is just going to be used to, like, here is the inner workings of a sociopath.
Yeah, it's just like
how he promised one way of life to people and completely.
And then Chris is like, I'm going to turn Cella into a parking lot.
We always joke about that. But like, dude, like, what if you and me were like the shitty, scummy versions of us are just trying to use this to get fame to turn Cella into a big parking lot.
Just like we get one sponsor. It's like, hey, I don't know how we would get the power to sell all of these cities to someone, but in our fantasy,
we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, man. I think the best thing to come out of this Us podcast is how different we are from any other podcast. I just had a Skype interview recently, and they asked me about the podcast. They were like, they're looking at my interview, and they're like, so tell me about this podcast that you have. And I forgot I had that on my resume, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, yeah. And then I had to talk about it, and they seemed really impressed. I was like, oh, yeah, I can use this as a professional kind of thing.
I forgot that I could do it. So I forgot that, like, the thumbnails I do, the edits, I'm like, oh, yeah, these are samples.
Yep.
Duh. I was like, oh shit.
He's like, you edit all of those? Like, that is our on camera fucking a bunch of stuff for reels if we ever do make reels, mm-hmm. you know? And it just shows like our personality better than anything else would. Recently, this showrunner named Steve Canals, I recently read this article where he was just talking about he's a creator of the show called Pose. And he talked about, it's a fucking show about POC trans folks. And he talked about how when you first taken this pilot around, everyone was like, no one's ever going to make this. Like, you'll never get the support. And he basically said he wrote it because he wanted a piece of his writing, if someone read it, to be like, if you are even thinking of hiring me for something, this is what you need to know about me. Like, this is what I am. This is what I'm into. This is how I write. So if you're going to, like, work with me, you will find everything you need to know about who I am and how I work with this piece. And I was like, wow, what a smart way to frame, like, the things you make, right? Like, if you view this or read this, this is literally a piece of me. Like, everyone says, oh, yeah, you know, this film is a piece of me, but not all of them are, you know? Like, some people will be like, this thing means so much to me. It's like, really, this movie meant a lot to you? So we are back after some technical difficulties, but good thing we're wrapping up this episode. Chris, any last thoughts on being a podcaster?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the point I was trying to make was just, you know, I've been wondering, like, why don't we get a little, you know, the same energy of support as we, you know, like these other podcasts where, I mean, it's great, you know, they're like, you know, obviously female driven, which is awesome. I mean, I'd rather there be more emphasis on those podcasts anyway, but it feels like sometimes, like, damn, like, sometimes, you know, sometimes it just feels like
people are sleeping on us, like I said.
Yeah, but I also, it makes me feel like guilty to be a guy. And I think that's why with this season, I was telling you earlier, I don't know if I ever said this on the show either, but like I wanted this season to explore, like, what is non-toxic masculinity looks like embracing your manly side.
Embracing being a guy.
Yeah, being a guy. Because like, I'm like, I don't think we should feel bad for being guys, but then I guess then that leads into my next fear of just like, but then like, but nobody really cares about the Brown Guy podcast because we're guys and we're just probably going to talk about girls and whatever. And like, yeah, we will. But, you know, I like
podcasts. We're also sad.
Yeah, we're also sad too.
We're also funny.
But yeah, but I mean, but why not? You know, why not a male equivalent where we're not, we don't talk down on any other genders. We don't talk down on any other ways of life. We're just like, we're men. We love being men.
Men are better.
Yeah. We're men. We love being men.
Chris said yes.
Yes. We're men. We love being men, and but we, you know, we don't want to like. We're not trying to impose on your way of life. We're just.
Chris just wants to fucking man spread in peace.
I just want
to
man spread in peace. You know,
leave him alone.
We can all do it together.
But
yeah. You want
to fucking scratch my balls in public and talk about my dick all day, man? I want to fucking grow my facial hair, dog.
Talk about.
What's so bad about that? You want to talk about fucking pussy all day?
Oh, I'm going to use that out of context, Angel. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to have him be the only one on clip saying that.
Chris is going to edit this to sound like I'm the one that's like
check out this new episode of the podcast where Angel says, man, I want pussy all day. I'm like, it gets pretty wild.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
No, but don't. Okay. I guess it's too late to really to start arguing for a cause right now.
10 episodes in.
It's too late to start fighting guys, but don't sleep on the boys too, you know? Boys, be nicer, be healthier. Just don't sleep on us, you know? Because, like, girls, it's their time to shine. We love the women. We love our ladies. We respect them. We cherish them. We value them. But, guys, we need some love too. We're creators.
In the morning, it's girls.
We're equal creators. You know?
Girls.
People probably will think that's very problematic. Girls. Like, you guys get enough. Whatever. I don't want to open a whole other can of worms. That's just my hot take.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? All we know is that we're two brown boys. We also exist in the podcast
space.
And we also have a podcast. We're trying to be as fucking inclusive and non-problematic as possible. Lord knows Chris had a rough first season, man.
That's honestly why I also call it a prequel, too, because, like, polar opposite, I think, from like who I was then to who I am now. Yeah, same energy, but not as unwoke. I'm very woke.
We've evolved into cool people, so fucking pay attention.
So wake up.
But at the same time, like, I'm trying to wrap this up. But at the same time, I like that we don't feel like we have a lot of eyes on us because we feel like we're bold. Today, I was thinking about how I talk shit about Ava DuVernay on an episode. And I'm like, man, that shit's going to come back to me one of these days.
Vita's going to come back to you real hard.
Hey, I think Sarah's the one that says things. Or maybe it's also me.
No, it's for sure you.
I'm going to re-edit it.
And then the director of Coco will be mad at me, whatever.
Coco, fucking Sylvester Stallone's going to be pissed. Oh, the girl from Rambo's going to be pissed.
Yvette, don't be mad.
Dude, Raul Castillo's gonna be pissed.
Oh, whatever.
Hector's gonna eat.
Hector, it's like, we kind of love you, but we're also clowning you a little bit.
Yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to see how me and Chris are perceived in the future. Because people are gonna hopefully listen to this, watch, and they're gonna be like, hey, you know those two guys that are doing things? They had this whole ass episode where they just talk shit about
George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh, dude. Public enemy number one for us. Dude, George Lopez is going to become the villain of the show.
Dude, he comes and tries to shut us down. And I'm like, fuck you, George Lopez.
I'm like, no, George, I love you.
Anyway, doing the podcast is fun.
We love obviously. It. I love it. And you know what? I don't care that if I don't care if nobody's watching. No.
I love it. That's all that matters.
I love it. That's all that fucking matters. No, I do. And you know what? Like, if any opportunity to hang out with Angel and just document our fucking awesome conversations, like, that's honestly just for your benefit. I get to have this privately. Yeah. This is just, you get a piece of it. And we're just leaving. Peek. You know what? At the end of the day, we're just leaving our footprint on this earth. That's all this really is, right?
Yep. A fucking time capsule.
So whatevs, you know? We're just having fun.
Thanks for coming on this ride with us.
Thanks again to Oscar for riding with us for 10 episodes.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you for everyone that told us how much they like the podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everyone who like checks up on us and is like, how's the podcast going, mm-hmm. y'all? It's cool.
Yeah, and shout out to, I will say, shout out to Brianda. She sent me a message recently. She's like, hey, she's just like, I want you to know, like, I see you guys. Like, I see your consistency. Like, keep it up. Like, this is how things get successful.
Fuck yes.
So thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
Means a lot.
And yeah, man, I guess we're going to keep doing it until one of us breaks or one of us gets $100 million to go make a movie, maybe Avengers 5.
We'll just have to wait.
Who
and
knows?
See.
Or until Oscar fucking gets rid of us. But whichever
until
comes,
he kicks us out of his house.
Whichever comes first, we'll be here. And so I hope this episode kind of puts all the future and past episodes into a new light.
And you know, it was also just nice for just talk, not have to perform, to just be low energy and just like have that be okay. Because at the end of the day, podcasts are just about winding down after your day from work and just listening in.
It's tiring sometimes to be like, Rambo, you fucking motherfucker! How could you kill all my fucking ancestors like that, Rambo?
Yeah.
Like, that's fun to do, but at the same, like, afterwards, you're just like,
yeah, but you don't pay us yet to do that.
Yeah. But it's really fun, and I hope, you know what? The Mule, you're coming up next.
Oh, we're coming for you, baby.
We're coming for you, Clint
Nacho
motherfucking
Libre.
Eastwood.
Nacho Libre's, you're on our sides too, boy.
Julia Roberts and your peppermint bullshit.
Julia Roberts, fucking Jennifer Garner.
Oh, oops.
Because even when we lose,
we win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. We, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Hell yeah. I felt...